Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post-Show Show with Jackson Burns.
Hey, what's up, Santel? How are you, man? We have not met before. This is exciting for me. It is nice to meet you virtually as well. So I have just a few questions for you guys as a couple, if that's cool. Oh, there you are. Yeah, you don't look like a mess. Come on, you're like. hold on. Let me see. Okay. So Santo. Do you mind if I call you Sandro?
Mr. Tyler, at least he knows who I am, even if my name's not right.
You know what? That's a good point. That's the way to be about it is, I mean, Tyler, you know, I've met Tyler 3 times in person now, and he literally has no idea who I am each time and says, nice to meet you, man. So, I mean, but I'm happy that, you know, he actually says nice to meet you. So that's, you know, that's a plus I call him.
Jackson, do you think it would be weird if someone wore a Ty Law jersey to a future event? I'm just asking for a friend.
Say yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jackson. He'll have him, like, sign it and stuff. He can't do that.
No, just, you know, it's like, I mean, I didn't say me. I'm asking for a friend.
Oh,
but...
okay. Sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, if you, perhaps if you had a puppy with a Ty Law jersey on.
No, oh, that's
that
an
would
idea.
Be cute. That
yes.
Would be cute.
See, there's a way to, please you both.
Yeah, I like that, Jackson.
So the new puppy, I heard you got quite emotional about it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be an amazing dog. I got to go to Cleveland to pick him up, Jackson. You know that?
I heard that. So that's funny. So you're going to pick him up. So my dad one time got a corgi flown in from St. Louis. And
so this breeder, it's their first time, and... We have to get on a plane one way to Cleveland. Then it's the moment of truth because JetBlue won't let you back on the plane if the dog and the carrier are more than 20 pounds. So I might have to drive back from Cleveland.
Oh,
but I'm
boy.
Hoping I'll just drive back or fly back that day, and it'll be an in and out round trip to Cleveland.
You should buy yourself a very light carrier.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But I think it'll be fine.
I mean, it's fine. You know, they can actually, they fly pretty well down below. If they, sometimes they have to be medicated, but I mean,
God, we're not putting our new puppy Jackson below the plane.
Well, that's a good point. He is a puppy. Yeah. The dog that my dad got was like 8 years old and, it was the best thing ever getting him out of that cage. And you know, when we picked him up the first time, he was so happy to be out of there. So yeah, maybe it's not the best idea. Yeah, I'm speaking out of my ass here.
just a little baby, so we got to make sure that we're holding him the whole time.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Keep him safe.
Poor little fella. Well, I wish you guys luck. That's awesome. I have a. Well, I don't have the dog right here, but I do have. This is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
Hey, nice.
Oh, how old?
He is like 10-ish. But
oh,
he's
nice.
he's got some tetes on him.
There wow. you go, there you go. Nice, Jerry.
Yeah, he's a little bit husky.
Okay, I think ours is going to be a little bit husky too.
Jackson, is the Odyssey Studio dog friendly?
You know what? It is dog friendly.
Hey, how about that, huh?
I know. Once he's trained, I'm going to bring him in.
That's funny that you say that because the other day, when was it? Oh, so Friday. last Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, I filled in for Gresh and Keith for their producer. I was producing Gresh and Andy Hart. And I was doing something, and they were asking, they started talking to me, but the next producer who was on after me came in, and he brought his dog, and she jumped up on me, and they were trying to talk to me on the air, and I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, a puppy just walked in and jumped up on me, and they didn't believe me because they couldn't see it on the camera, but lo and behold, it was a giant, it was a Labradoodle, just like you guys were getting.
There you go. Yep.
Is that what it is? Because they were mistaking it for something else earlier.
Yeah, they were calling the caller earlier this morning called it a golden doodle, but yes, ours is a lab.
What a precious face that dog had. So, all right. So, speaking of pets, do you guys have pet names for each other?
Yes.
Coco.
Baboose.
Whoa! All right, you're gonna have to explain that one.
Where did that come from?
I think it's like
it's like one word leads to another
like, you know? Baby.
Yeah.
Really just letting it all out there, huh?
Baboose.
Well, I mean,
I actually think it was because when you proposed on Twitter, the photo on Twitter, everybody said like you're dragging a wagon. Santo has a big rear end. Nice. And so I think I might have said like caboose and it turned into baboose.
There you go.
To quote a one Christopher Scheim, a big dumper.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yep. Yeah. Well, so a caboose within a I get it. That's pretty cute. I like that.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I mean, Santo, come on. Everybody calls her Coco. You don't have anything that specific that you call her, or you just not wanting to reveal that?
Say Coco Bean.
Yeah, Coco Bean. Like Coco Bean. Yeah. Like a coffee bean, Coco Bean. Say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know our good friend, as Greg likes to call him, Dwayne Wiggins, you know, Wiggy?
J. Charles Wiggins?
Yes. So he sometimes he'll say something and he'll get little minor details wrong. And I believe you got caught up in that a few weeks ago. Did you? I don't know if you talked to him about this or not, Courtney. I'm sorry if I'm bringing up something sore. But Wiggy might have mentioned that you may have ordered a penis pump at one point.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He was trying to say that I said you ordered a penis pump once. And I said, no. I asked if a penis pump made the penis stay big forever or just when using it. But I never said you ordered one because you didn't.
Yeah, no. I wish I had a penis pump, Jackson. Maybe things would be better for me. I don't have one. Maybe I should look into it. I didn't even know Wiggy said that.
Yeah.
I believe that you don't have one. I'm sorry, what?
Is it like for the penis pump from Austin Powers, like that one?
Oh yeah, same type of deal. Yeah, there was a penis pump story in the news, and Wiggy just recalled that Coco might have said at one point that you ordered a penis pump, which I know that she did not say. I'll give you that for sure, but
yeah, Wiggy is stirring the pot, right?
Wiggy is stirring the pot, but not on purpose. I think he just thought that you said that at one point, but he was very, very mistaken. And I'm glad you didn't hear that. I'm sorry that I brought that to your attention.
No, I mean, hey, you know,
it was like when he thought I was pregnant, told everybody I was pregnant.
Yeah, well, you know, why we got to get the record straight on the Jackson Burns podcast.
Yes, absolutely, the Greg Cole Post Show. Which I'm sorry for pestering you, Courtney. By the way, it's a bummer, but you know,
no,
I gotta
do
it.
No, that's okay. You're not pestering me, Jackson, at all.
Greg and Curtis want nothing to do with it, and you know, Shime and I have stuff to talk about only when something happens to either one of us on the show.
Oh, Greg, have they been on once?
No, I had remote
they
Greg on.
They just don't know how easy it is to connect and do it. It's not that much. It's not time consuming.
Yeah. I think it's a running bit that Greg ignores me.
Right. That's fair.
It's fun, but it's funny, and I like it.
Except when you're out investigating the bike lanes, that's important, hard-hitting journalism.
It was hard-hitting. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I had to pay for
my body on the line.
My own parking and my own gas. Yeah, and I put my body on the line. You're right. I was in the bike lane. I could have gotten hit.
Jackson, I think the listeners appreciate you more than you know.
Oh my God, the people on Twitch are amazing. I mean, I know, and so that reminds me. Do you ever want to just fucking jump through your computer and kill people when they say bad things about your wife?
Well, I think where it comes down to is that Curtis, I think, does it the best justice, where it's like people that get up at 5:45 in the morning to tune into a Twitch stream on a show they don't have to listen to, only to make fun of the contestants. There's something, you know, they can have
it. Yeah, there's
something
wacky about that, but Shime says he tries to let it roll off his back and stuff, but it is nice to have people talking about you, but it sucks when they're talking bad stuff about you, and it's a kind of a double-edged sword, you know?
Jackson, my dad always told me they don't boo nobodies, okay?
You're goddamn right they don't.
Exactly.
Right, Coco? You're getting better with it, I know that.
Yeah, I think it took me like a year, but now I really... I think the more times you meet Twitchers and they come up and say, hey, you know, I always make fun of you or I say mean things about you, but I'm just kidding. The more times that happens, it's like, all right, I can't worry about what these people think of me anymore. One day I'm ugly, one day I'm whatever.
You know what, I got to say, though, there's nothing better than a great Courtney rant about somebody on Twitch when you get mad.
I know, my parents hate it. My mom always says, like, you should not even address it or bring attention to it. Sometimes I just get so heated.
Oh, it's great. It's great radio. Oh, my God. And when you go off on Shime, that's the fucking greatest.
Shime is either my best friend or my worst enemy. I can't figure him out yet.
Shime is I feel like he likes to have that mystery about him.
Mm-hmm. He's a mischievous.
Very mysterious guy.
You know, he's like, you know, the guy behind the curtain. He's Oz kind of. He has a lot of control.
Yeah, yep. All that flex time, you know?
Yeah, the flex time gives him a lot of energy to be able to do it.
I can never tell if Greg's actually mad that Shime's only works 3 days a week or not.
You know what? I can't either. Courtney, you work next to Greg every day, and you talk to him during the commercials. Do you have a read on him yet, or is he as mysterious to you as he is to all of us?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think I have a good read on him, but what a lot of people don't know during the show is I'm helping while I'm doing the show. I'm also semi-helping him get things from you or from Ethan, and I'm kind of texting a million people at once throughout. And that's the other thing. Everybody on Twitch always thinks that I'm texting Santo or just like on Instagram. Yeah. A lot of the time I'm sending stuff to you, to Shime, or to Ethan, or to Curtis, or running around during the breaks. So,
yeah, no, let's set the record straight. I don't get text messages back until the commercials come on.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Courtney wears a lot of hats and works very hard behind the scenes. And like you said, people don't know.
Thank you, Jackson.
That's why sometimes, like, I'll say text or something during the show where, like, you know, Greg will say something about me, and I'll text Courtney and be like, this is what I think.
Yeah.
But then 10 minutes goes by because she doesn't read the text message, and then the moment has passed.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing being on the radio because you'll have a lot of downtime sometimes, but then again, sometimes you get wrapped up and not be able to look at your phone for an hour and a half. And that's
I think you're done, Greg. I just know when to not push his buttons.
Yeah. I don't know if a lot of people know that yet, but I think Wiggy loves to push the buttons. It's fun watching him push the buttons, too.
Oh, yeah. He likes to stir big time.
Jackson, are you running in the Jingle All the Way 5K next week?
You know what? I think I'm going to. I'm going to try at least. The most I've ever jogged in one session was, like, I think 3 miles, maybe. Maybe, but probably not that much. And I haven't done it in a long time, so I very well may pass out or puke, but I'm going to try.
No.
We'll film it, live stream. It'll be great.
Yeah. We'll Twitch. Anything for the show.
There you go.
For the old show.
How's the new place set up?
You know what? I'm in Norwood, and it's okay. Norwood. We got a Christmas tree. We got a fake one, but it's actually not that bad. It's a little janky, a little white trashish.
That looks great. What? We have a fake one, too.
Yeah, Home Depot, $50 on Black Friday.
You see it?
Oh, wow. That thing's glorious looking. Mine looks really like Charlie Brown Christmas tree-ish.
Do you want to see some of our favorite ornaments?
Absolutely.
Actually, we have on the tree from last year, Santo's 5K medal.
Oh, wow. So wait, is that a real 5K or like the Greg Hill one?
Which is a real 5K.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
Up here, we have our little monogram for the wedding.
Nice.
Santo loves ranch dressing, so we have a little ranch dressing.
Oh, man, I'm blue cheese all the way.
Oh, gross. We have, of course, a lighthouse. This one's one of my favorites. Santa skiing. So, yeah.
We were having a debate last night about what should be on the top of the tree. We went to Dollar Tree, and no pun intended, to get some ornaments and stuff. But I was like, we can't buy a fucking star at Dollar Tree and put it on the top of the tree. Like, do you think the thing at the top of the tree has to mean something, right?
Yes. Yours is the one.
Yeah, the one on the top is my dad's.
Ah, yeah, exactly. I feel like you have to get it somewhere, like, something cool that, that represents both of you, or like something from family.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's very old, so we're going to have it forever.
Very nice. All right, guys. Well, I've taken up way too much of your time. I appreciate you coming on. It's been fun and very much anticipated.
You're the best, Jackson.
We're like, we're like ships passing in the night, and we finally connected, so I'm glad about that.
Me too.
Excellent, Jackson. I'll see you over the next couple of weeks at some events, okay?
Yes, we will run together, and you will see how out of shape I am, even though I don't look like I am.
Can't wait. We'll make it happen.
All right, man. All right, bye, Courtney. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Jackson.
Later, Santo. Nice to meet you.
Later, Jackson.